Campfire is brought to you by...
Thank you, Philly, for a fantastic show at City Winery. Shout out to City Winery in Philadelphia. You guys were amazing behind the scenes, during the show, production, the food, everything was amazing. But don't forget, guys, I'm coming to City Winery in Boston on May 30th. Don't wait till the last minute to get your tickets. Start planning your trip to Boston. If you don't live in Boston, you want to come see our Campfire After Dark live show. We will then be in Nashville on July 11th, Atlanta the next day on July 12th. We will also be in Seattle for a special live show coming there on August 30th. And I know you all have been asking, when are you coming to my city? We are working on more cities. Stay tuned. Make sure you're following us on all socials so you don't miss out on any of the dates, our new dates for the Campfire After Dark live show. Thanks so much for everyone that's seen the show, supported, and is spreading the word. I love meeting all of you.
You're listening to Campfire on the Campfire Radio Network.
I am so perturbed. So perturbed. Howdy. Hello, everyone. Howdy, 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 howdy. What's going on, y'all? Happy Friday. TGIF Live. A special live recap of The Traitors Season 2. The Traitors US. The Traitors US. Sidebar. Peacock has now released the first three episodes of The Traitors UK. Their second season. If you are a fan of The Traitors like I am, you already watched the UK Season 1 and Australia Season 1. Well, right now... the UK first three episodes are now available. They're going to be making the other episodes available over the next few weeks. And Australia will be available, I believe, at the end of this month. All right. Hey, Ivy. Ivy says, thank you for this live. What's going on, everyone? Shout out to everyone that came out to our Philly show last night. Shout out to those of you that were part of our meet and greet last night. And then our after show, we took a lot of pictures. We had a really, really great, really, really great time in Philly. Next up, Boston. Then, of course, we have a few more dates that will be announced. We're just trying to get those confirmed very soon. But, of course, we will also be coming to Nashville, Atlanta in July. And at the end of August, we will be in Seattle. But don't wait, y'all. Don't wait. The Seattle shows will be extra special. So stay tuned for more details on that because it's actually two shows, the Seattle show. So stay tuned for more information in regards to that. Some of you are saying that, hey, Ivy says I'll be at the Boston show. I look forward to it. I look forward to going to Boston. I haven't been to Boston in a long time. But we talked a little bit about the Traitors last night. We all were sort of like... We want to be here at this show, including me, but at the same time, we want to watch Traitors. But the show ended early enough for you to go home and watch Traitors last night, okay? I completely forgot. I went out to dinner after the Philly show, and I was like, oh, by the time I got back to my hotel, I ended up watching the rest of Mea Culpa. I'll talk more about that at a later date. I'll talk more about Mea Culpa at a later date. I get why there are so many mixed reactions and reviews to Mea Culpa. Kelly Rowland looked beautiful, though. look, Kelly Rowland looked beautiful. I will just say that. Anyways, guys, if you're just joining us, this is a special Friday Night Live where we're talking about the Traitors US Season 2 reunion. Well, we're going to recap pretty much everything over the last 12 episodes. And yes, exactly, Rhonda. I've been tweeting this since I watched the finale. Hashtag justice for MJ. Hashtag justice for MJ. We will get there. We will get there. But damn it, MJ. Because I told you, if you watched our last recap on Tuesday Takeover, I told you how much I was like, Mercedes, I like her so much from this last couple of episodes. She made me want to root for the faithfuls. Oh, man. Oh. Damn it. Welcome back to the Campfire Channel, your number one source for pop culture news and music, entertainment, reality TV, and so much more. As always, be sure to like the video, be sure to share the video, be sure to subscribe, and don't forget, you can take our live shows and additional special episodes on the go by downloading and subscribing to our podcast, Kempire. And while you're there, don't forget to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. Thank you to those of you that have already done that. We're very close to 500 reviews on both platforms. So don't forget, rating things like that, liking the videos like this one, are very, very much important. But the reason why we are live this evening is to recap The Traitors. So before we get to the reunion, because I have a lot of thoughts and feelings, let's talk about the finale, okay? So the last that we talked about this week on Tuesday Takeover was the fact that Phaedra was gone. Oh, not Ek and Sue. Anyone got bald eggs? You see the bald eggs. She really made season two. It doesn't matter how you feel about who Phaedra is in real life. For this particular show, she shined because she didn't have to share anything in regards to her real life. I don't even know if she shared anything in regards to her real life with the rest of the cast. But everyone seemed to really like Phaedra on this cast. Everyone seemed to really like her. And she was great television. She was definitely great television. I felt like she leaned into being a caricature of herself. And that was perfect because that's what we like about the Traitors. It's not really about their personal lives. This is what we love about Alan Cumming. The way that he gives the theatrics when he's hosting the show. So Phaedra was very enjoyable, but her gameplay wasn't perfect. And she did make a few mistakes. But I have to say this, Dan. You ruined this damn season. Oh, come on. For a couple of reasons. Not only did, because everyone at this reunion, we're going to jump around. It is what it is. We're going to talk about the finale. We're going to talk about the reunion mixed in, okay? But Dan ruined the season. I know we've said this before, and we said that he ruined the game. He pretty much exposed Phaedra. And, you know, it's like a double-edged sword with that because he's considered a traitor. So traitors turn on traitors. But I think a lot of people are sort of like, damn, sir, like, poverty is right there, and you're throwing Phaedra. Phaedra at the reunion, she called him a POS. And honestly, I didn't disagree with her. She was like, he's a piece of, you know what? Because no one suspected Phaedra until he put her name out there. But rewinding back, he ruined the game from the beginning because I told you, why did we get rid of Johnny Bananas? And I get it. He was threatened by Johnny Bananas. He thought that Johnny Bananas and CT were like the best of friends. So he was trying to eliminate them. But Dan, you are very bad at this game and bad at our producing reality television. Because I wish we had at least a few more episodes with Johnny Bananas. I wanted to see all the outfits. And I just think his personality, like, I just got familiar with him from House of Villains. And I was like, I kind of like him. And then just seeing him a little bit in The Traitors, I was like, he's great reality television. And he's a competitor, too. So I kind of wonder what the season would have been like if Johnny had stayed in the game a little bit longer. Speaking of staying in the game a little bit longer, Peppermint. So Peppermint, look, I didn't even think about this till Peppermint pointed it out. She really wanted to stay in the game longer, especially because of the way our country's going and trying to erase, you know, trans women and drag from all these different things and from state to state. So she wanted to stay in the game longer to show the world how you can interact with someone like her. And I was like, you know what? I never thought of it that way. So I'm glad that she said it. I'm glad that she said it. And you could tell she was hurt. And look, were there some missteps and why people probably were sort of like, when you're early on in the game, it's hard to go by anything besides you said something that was suspicious. But it would have been nice to see Peppermint stay a little bit longer as well. But remember, the reason why Peppermint ended up leaving was because of Trishelle. Look, just saying. But yeah, so... Yeah, see, Shay says, I was floored they let him go. I was like, producers. And they let him go so early in regards to Johnny Bananas. They let him go way too early. And this is why I had an aha watching the reunion. I was like, Dan really ruined the season. He ruined the season. He threw Phaedra under the bus. He threw Johnny Bananas out the house. He ran. He went after Burgalicious too soon. And they told him, Poverty warned him during the season, I think we should go for someone in the house because we don't know who was outside that has a shield. Only for him, he's like, I have to have this kill. This is why Phaedra called you strange in that interview. She did. Phaedra can't stand Dan. I feel like there's so much more to this situation that we don't know. That we don't know. But you know what we do know? We know that I have been valuing my health since last year, and I've been doing all kinds of things in regards to making sure that my health is on point. But I also need to simplify my health. And that's part of the reason why I first gave AG1 a try, because, again, I want more energy. Literally, I literally forgot it. And mind you, I have the AG1 travel packs. I forgot it, and I forgot my little bottle that I put my shake in for when I'm traveling. But that's the reason why. I was tired of taking so many supplements every day, and I wanted a single solution that supports my entire body by filling in nutrient gaps daily. I need energy. I wanted to simplify my morning routine with easy habits. I wanted to support my gut health while also supporting my immune and brain health. Since drinking AG1 daily, I felt more energized, more strong, like it's become a part of my daily routine. Not only does AG1 deliver my daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and more, but it's a powerful, healthy habit that also is powerfully simple. It's just one scoop mixed with water once a day, every day. So, as always, guys, AG1 is a supplement I trust to support my body needs daily, and that's why I'm excited to welcome them back as a new partner of the channel. If you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/Kempire. That's drinkag1/Kempire. Be sure to check it out in the description of the video. And if you're listening to this, in the description notes of the episode. Thank you to AG1 for being a partner again here on the channel. I had a little bit, look, as soon as I came back, because I wasn't able to have it in the morning like I normally do because I was traveling, as soon as I got here, this is probably why I had the energy to come here and say, let's do a recap of the Traitors. Okay. All right. So I didn't take any notes. I'm just going to go off the dome. Let's talk about this finale, though. Because like I said, the last week we spoke about, they got rid of Phaedra. At the top of that episode, they had gotten rid of Peter. The fact that Phaedra was able to survive that round table is a testimony. But rewinding back, and we said this when Phaedra decided to choose Kate, I wasn't sure if that was a smart decision. I get why Phaedra chose Kate, because she had just defended her in the round table, and a lot of people seem to like Kate, but a lot of people are saying, no, she should have really chosen someone else. She should have really chosen someone else. And a lot of people have thrown out different names, CT possibly, Sandra possibly. Sandra at the reunion kept on saying, I really wanted to be a traitor. It's like, why didn't you guys recruit me as a traitor? I think Sandra would have been a good traitor. I wonder how good of a traitor, but some people thought that Sandra was a traitor. Only for in the season finale, Sandra is voted out. And I have to give Kate, although I was a little nervous with Kate and how she was navigating being a traitor, that was an expert traitor move, switching the whole situation up, because at the top of the finale, they were so ready to get rid of Kate. Trishelle and CT were on the same page. They were like, we're going to just get Sandra. Sandra's going to help us vote out Kate. But Kate switched it up on them and made it seem like Sandra couldn't trust CT and CT couldn't trust Sandra. So it flipped on Sandra, and Kate got, I was like, I was impressed, Kate. I said, there you go. At first, I wasn't sure if Kate was going to be a good trader, but that was a really impressive last-minute move. Really impressive last-minute move. Sidebar, during the reunion, Phaedra talked about her strategy, and it was exactly what we thought. She really had no specific strategy. She was keeping people in the house that she liked. She said she could have gotten rid of John early. She could have gotten rid of Trishelle early, but she didn't. She's like, you know, she really connected with certain people, and that's why she would keep them in the house. That's not how you play the game. That's not how you play the game. But what the credit I will give Phaedra is she was social, and that's also the part of the traitor's game, and that's where Dan failed, and that's also probably where Poverty failed. Even though I thought Poverty was an excellent Black Widow, when she got the assignment to get someone to drink from that cup, I don't know how I would have been able to do something like that, especially because it wasn't just a regular cup. It was like this little, you know, you know what I mean? Like, who's going to drink from this thing? But she was like, I want to do it. I want to do it. Back to the finale. Back to the finale. Guys, if you just joined us, we're talking about the Traitors season finale for season two, and we're talking about the reunion. Both were released back to back yesterday, last night. So be sure to weigh in. If you're part of the replay crew, be sure to let us know your thoughts as well. Okay. Danny says, hold on. Danny says, I love Kate. Hope the rumors are true that she will be on more shows. Here's the thing, that rumor has circulated. That seems to always circulate every few years, because that was said a couple of years ago before. So I'm not really holding much weight in the rumors of her possibly replacing Andy at the network. I do like Kate. I think Kate is a great reality TV person. I would like to see her next year host the reunions. During our Philly show, someone asked, I don't remember the question, but specifically, you know, why does Andy host all the things? As if I know. I don't work for NBC Universal. But one of the things I said that I had hoped is, like, there's so many just personalities under the NBCU umbrella. And I'm not even talking about, like, content creators on YouTube or on social media. I'm talking about under the NBC Universal umbrella that they could hire to do these things. And they always go to Andy. And it's just sort of strange. Okay? But it is what it is. Okay? Exactly. Jazz says Kate is unintentionally funny. She really is. She's great reality television. That's why we miss her on Below Deck. That's why we miss her on Below Deck. Anyway, so during this finale, so Kate in the last minute is able to get rid of Sandra. Able to get rid of Sandra, but then we have the final banishment. Well, we think it's the final banishment. They get to the final banishment, and that's where they decide, because they still did not trust Kate. They still did not trust Kate, so they finally got rid of Kate in that final banishment. But Kate says during the reunion, she was okay with it. She was happy for, she liked everyone that was there. She was happy for all of them. And she was just like, okay, here's the thing though, Kate. You made a mistake. I think you could have stayed. I think you gave up, very much like Phaedra gave up. I think you could have easily voted for, because you knew that the heat was on you. So you knew that they were going to vote for to hold another banishment. So you should have decided to vote that way. Or I forgot her exact, what exactly she said during that moment. She said that she felt like everyone there was faithful. I don't know. I think this could have been your opportunity to throw CT under the bus. It could have been, because you know what? I don't know. It would have been a dead heat. It would have been hard to see, because I know MJ probably would have voted with you. I think you made the wrong choice, but maybe not, because MJ voted Kate. So she was probably damned if she did, damned if she didn't. So at least she was okay making it this far again and not winning. We have to remember, guys, that they were playing for over $200,000+. This wasn't just to be on television. This wasn't just, you know, they're on television. It's not like they were just raising money for charity. They were compiling money for them to walk away with cash. We have to remember, none of these people that were on the show were just filthy rich. All of them were, well, a good majority of them were coming there to win money. You know, the same way that you like money, they were coming there to win something, ideally money. Sidebar, did you guys notice during the reunion, Lars was just like, I just think that the other guys play this very differently. I think some of us, like the housewives and things like that, we like being on television. I was like, oh, not her admitting. I was like, okay, keep talking, Larsa. She tried to sugarcoat it with some other stuff after that. But it was that first sentence. She's like, you know, we like being on television. Mind you, at the reunion, Andy does ask Larsa and Marcus about them unfollowing each other in a breakup. Again, we will never know what really happened there. They try to sugarcoat it there. You know, we had some issues, but we were figuring those things out. Who cares?
Look. Lies! The lies!
All right. Okay. Let me say thank you. Julie, thank you so much for the super chat. Julie says, at dinner, but popped in to say Faye just should have picked Sandra instead of Kate. They would have taken out Trishelle. I felt so bad for MJ. Yeah. Look, yeah. Look, she could have chosen Sandra. She could have chosen CT. I really don't think that Phaedra was really thinking strategically. I really don't think she was thinking strategically. That was her downfall, along with playing very much like Dan in regards to not telling people more of her game. But again, Dan is the one that exposed her and ruined her from the beginning, because no one was suspecting Phaedra up until that very moment. That very moment. But I guess we'll just go to the reunion. Well, okay, before we go to the reunion. So Kate is found out. They banish Kate, and she admits, I'm a traitor, but she's okay with it. So we think, look, me think the game is over. But then I'm looking, as I'm watching on the train coming back to New York, I'm looking, I'm like, we got a lot more to the episode. Why do we have a lot more left to the episode? Me thinks the game is over. No, it's not over. Because CT and Trishelle vote to do another banishment. Not poor Ekansu. Oh, not Ekansu. Poor MJ. Poor MJ is sitting there. She's like, what? What? Because MJ's like, I am 100% sure that CT and Trishelle are faithfuls. And she knows for herself, I'm a faithful. Well, they do another banishment. CT votes for MJ, but Trishelle votes for CT. And CT's like, what? So they're deadlocked because MJ voted for Trishelle. Here's the part I think that MJ got confused, that within the second vote, she didn't vote properly. Because if she had voted for CT, then her and Trishelle would have won. And that's where a lot of people are getting on MJ. But here's the thing. I'm not getting on MJ. I think MJ in that moment was just dumbfounded and just perplexed by what is happening here. Because she was so convinced, we're all faithfuls. We can walk away and split this money three ways. So I think she really was just sort of like, wait, not really thinking this strategy through. Probably hoping that they would be deadlocked again. And then, I don't know what would happen. But hashtag justice for MJ, because I really felt for her in that moment. Because I was happy for them. When we got to that moment where it was the three of them, because I told you during the last week's episode, I was like, yes, yes, I'm MJ, you've got me rooting for the faithfuls. I never really loved Trishelle, but I'm not going to hate on Trishelle. I think Trishelle earned her spot at the bottom. You know what I mean. You know, at the last three, she earned it. I think she was a very great gamer. So was CT. CT was carrying it when they were doing that last challenge. Poor CT's like, I guess I'm about to figure this stuff out on my own, running up and down those hills. However, oh, see, Lou says they knew she was faithful. Yes, I think they were being greedy. I think they were being greedy, and that's what made me feel so icky about the end. Because I really could have rode for all three of them winning. I'm like, you know what? You guys did it fantastic. However, they decide to vote that last banishment. Trishelle's like, I'm going to vote for MJ because I just don't have the heart to vote for CT twice. But you didn't trust CT. You didn't have the heart to vote for CT twice. And you could tell MJ was so hurt. And here's the thing, y'all, that people keep forgetting. She wasn't just hurt at the betrayal. She made it to the final three.
Hey guys, time to get in on the action for the biggest moments in basketball with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projections, place your entry, and win up to 100 times your money. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit of up to $100. Just download the Prize Picks app and use the code GET100. That's code GET100 on Prize Picks for a first deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
They were all faithfuls, and I think they all knew that each one of them were faithful. CT later is saying, I don't know about MJ. Okay. No, I think he did believe that MJ was a faithful, but he didn't want to vote against Trishelle because of what happened during the season with the whole flame thing, lighting her flame. Shay says, yes, Kempire, CT wanted to just share the money with Trishelle. Yeah. And I felt like that was so icky. And I get it. And John, shut up. John at the reunion, he's like, he doesn't understand why MJ is so upset. John, you didn't make it as far as MJ. You weren't in the final three. I wonder how you would feel. Okay? Because I know some of you think that these reality TV stars are rich. No. that's smoke and mirrors. And I'm not saying that MJ's, you know, in a bad place, but she's also not filthy rich. She wanted that money. And I feel like CT and Trishelle were greedy about it. Greedy. So we get to the reunion. We get to the reunion and MJ is annoyed. First of all, the rest of the cast had not seen the finale and how it went down. And everybody was like, oh, happy for CT and Trishelle. If I was there, I would have been like this. And as someone that probably didn't make it to the end, I probably would have just been like, this is disgusting. It felt icky. And look, John's sitting there saying, because MJ is clearly annoyed when she comes out. Trishelle's like, I don't understand why you're so upset with me. I don't understand why you blocked me. She said MJ said, I blocked CT and you. But she said she was actually more annoyed with CT. No, MJ, you should be annoyed with both of them. Honestly, you should be more annoyed with Trishelle because Trishelle is the one who changed her vote at the last minute. CT consistently kept on voting for you. And yes, would the smartest thing for MJ to do was to vote for CT? Yes. However, I think literally in that moment, you're trying to make a decision when you're already just sort of blindsided by what's happening. And mind you, she's not a gamer. She's a reality TV star. She's not used to these strategic moves, even though she was pretty good during the season. But I really, really felt for her. I really, really felt for her. I can't stand you. Like, I like CT, but I just felt like CT and Trishelle, that was such a dirty move towards the end because I really don't believe that you guys did not really believe in your heart of hearts that MJ was a faithful and that you guys could have walked away sharing that pot of money and ain't no good gonna come to you. Look, I put a curse on you. Ain't no good gonna come to you. Until you do right by MJ. And my thing is, part of me is like, well, take her out to dinner or something or get her a nice little something. But no, Y'all, that was such a... And look, John is like, I don't understand why you're so mad at Trishelle. She's mad because she made it to the last three. None of you did. She made it to the bottom three, the finalists. Okay? And they both knew, CT and Trishelle, maybe not 100%, but they both knew that MJ was a faithful, maybe because she was part of the Bravo group. But she never made you guys feel separated from her. It wasn't like it was a Kate thing or a Phaedra thing. She never did that with you guys. You guys knew she was a faithful, but you were like, you know what? And some might say the game is called The Traitors. Yeah, but they weren't the traitors. You guys were supposed to be the faithfuls. And it felt greedy. It felt icky. And I get it. It's a game, John. A game where there's $208,000 at stake. And ain't no good gonna come to you, CT and Trishelle. Ain't no good gonna come to, especially you, Trishelle. Like, ain't no good gonna come. Look, they played a hell of a game. But I feel like all three of them played a hell of a game. MJ played a hell of a game. Trishelle played a hell of a game. And so did CT. It was disappointing. Because literally when it got to the final three, I was like, there we go. I like this. This was nice. Only for it to have that plot twist where Trishelle and CT got greedy. They got greedy. So MJ at the reunion is annoyed. MJ is very annoyed. Well, before we get to that, Phaedra confronts Dan at this reunion. So Dan talks about his game during the reunion. He says the Traitors game is a lot tougher than the Big Brother game. Well, you have to keep in mind the Big Brother game is a lot longer. You have a little bit more time to kind of be, you know, maniacal. But he underestimated Phaedra. He admits that he underestimated Phaedra. But Phaedra is pissed with him. She's like, you are a POS. Phaedra's just like, you were gunning for me from the beginning. We all saw it, Dan. He did say that he underestimated her. You underestimated a lot of people, Dan. And that's why you were voted out. The first traitor to be voted out. So Phaedra calls out the fact that you were trying to get me out from the beginning. You had no plans of taking me to the end with you. You had no plans. Your plan was to take at least poverty with you to the end. You never wanted to work with Phaedra. You were ready to throw Phaedra under the bus, more so than poverty, who had a big target on her back at the time. And then he literally ruined the game. He ruined the game from the beginning. He got rid of Cutie Johnny Bananas from the game. We should be mad at that. Got rid of him so early on. We didn't get to see all of his outfits. Jessica, thank you so much for the super chat. Jessica says, John needs to be shh and try to find his inhaler. And look, I know, honestly, during the season, I enjoyed John. I did. And honestly, John would have been a good pick as a traitor in mid-game because so many people thought that he was the faithful of the faithfuls. So he would have been a good buffer. So, let me take a sip, y'all. So I enjoy John during the season, but at the reunion, he annoyed the hell out of me with that. Like, he didn't get why MJ might be upset. Yes, it's a game, but we have to keep in mind, John, you didn't make it as close as she did. You didn't make it as close. I wonder how he would have felt as being that faithful of all the faithfuls, and Trishelle and CT blindsided him and chose each other over him. Again, this is money that they're playing for. It's not just a game. It's money. So they speculate that maybe the reason why MJ feels a little bit differently is because of the gamer culture. The gamers understand that this is a game. And housewives and reality TV stars don't understand it. No, I think you can understand it. It's a game. We've said it countless times throughout recapping The Traitors Season 2. It's a game. We get it. We may not like the way that people play it. However, again, you're fighting for money. In her mind, she's probably thinking how she's going to spend this money. You know what I mean? Like, she's like, you know, I'm not going to pay off on this bill, or I'm going to buy, you know, this thing for the house. I'm going to renovate this particular part of the house, or maybe something's going on in her life. And I was like, I can finally take care of this. You just don't know what she's thinking. She's probably thinking, we're done. I'm the faithful. You're faithful. We're all good. I get why MJ was upset. I also get why Phaedra was upset with Dan, because he literally ruined her game. God only knows what this game would have looked like if Dan did not keep his eye on coming after Phaedra, when he could have clearly just thrown Poverty under the bus. Could have clearly thrown her under the bus because there was a target on her back. But he decided to blow up his own game, not realizing that Phaedra is a word connoisseur, okay? A wordsmith, all right? A reading a philosopher, okay? A shade queen. And she got him. She got him. And she survived quite a lot longer. Longer than you probably would, suspect. What were the other updates from the cast of people that were there? I'm trying to think of everyone that was there during the cast. Guys, you've just joined us. We are talking about the Traitors season finale for season two. We are also talking about the reunion that aired. Okay. Janelle was there. Sandra kept on saying she wanted to be a traitor. Who else? Burgalicious was there. Ekansu. They're speculating that Ekansu and Peter, the pilot, you know, the bachelor, might have something going on. Oh, I have to give it to Sheree, though, because remember Sheree in the season finale, she was murdered by the traitors. Finally. I didn't think that Kate was going to murder Sheree. Do you guys think that was a smart move? Do you think that Kate should have murdered Trishelle? I do. I think that Kate should have murdered Trishelle. I get why she was thinking Sheree to kind of get the smoke off of anyone that might be related to Bravo, but she should have went for Trishelle, because I think that would have shaken up the game and that alliance between CT and Trishelle. My thing is, if she had gotten rid of Trishelle, what happened to MJ at the end probably wouldn't have happened. However, when we get this moment with Sheree, and Sheree is killed in the game, Sheree says, I was on to Kate. I believe Kate is a traitor. So part of me is thinking, well, maybe it was a smart move for Kate. It allowed Kate to last a little bit longer in the game. How much longer? Not much longer. She should have really went for Trishelle. There were a few times I was like, they should have went for Trishelle. During the reunion, Phaedra said, I didn't go for Trishelle. I could have gone for Trishelle, but we had some conversations. I really liked her. The same with John. Phaedra's gameplay wasn't that great. They should have gotten rid of Trishelle a long time ago. She was hot on their heels. M.O. says that was a bad move. Latrice says it was smart. I think they would have known immediately she was a traitor. Okay. Sarah says John was just happy he was playing with the cool kids. Finally, right? Finally. Married in the Islands of Sheree. I'm like, she gets smart as she's leaving, right? I was like, wait, it was not Sheree actually knowing something. Sarah says producer said keep Trishelle. It makes you wonder where, I mean, here's the thing. You just never know. You never know how the game is going to play out. Of course, as an audience, we can kind of look back on it. Well, if she had chosen this particular one, it would be different. One thing I think we all can agree on is that Dan ruined the season. It was a great season, but strategically, the gameplay, he ruined the season. Tanya says that MJ should have stuck with Sandra and the Bravo girls. Here's the other thing that I didn't realize. When Peppermint said she would have probably a better chance at surviving in this game, besides what happened between her and Trishelle, because she was the only one from RuPaul's Drag Race on this show. I mean, technically, they might consider her a gamer, but she feels like she could have navigated between both the worlds of, you know, the Bravo reality world and the, you know, gamer world. And I was like, wow, I never really thought about that. I do feel like both Johnny Bananas and Peppermint went too soon. All right. Sarah says, is Monica doing next season? Look, we don't know. They were definitely, the Traitors have been renewed for a third season. They confirmed it again during the end of the reunion as well. Let me say thank you because we got a couple of super chats. AC, thank you so much for the super chat. AC says, Trishel and CT should have learned from Banana's Karma, who started losing season after he effed over his partner, Sarah, at the end of the game. Oh, I never watched the challenge, so I didn't know that. Thank you, AC. Andy Cohen, is that you? Are you watching? Sunny, thank you so much for the super chat. Sunny says, Kemp, Dan was known as the Judas. Well, I know. I watched this season. Was known as the Judas of his season of BB. So this isn't a surprise, his gameplay. I'm not surprised that he would turn on Phaedra, but he was already setting Phaedra up for failure from the very beginning. Deborah, thank you so much for the super chat. Deborah says, Dan kept saying he couldn't beat Phaedra in the end, but it didn't make sense. They both could have shared the money in the end. He wanted all the money for himself, so clearly he was being greedy. I don't know if that's true in regards to he couldn't see himself beating Phaedra in the end. He didn't want to go to the end with Phaedra. That's the way it felt like from the beginning. And maybe in his mind, he didn't think of it that way because it's in Big Brother. He's thinking, I want the big prize. I don't want to share the prize. I don't want to be runner up kind of thing. So he, in his mind, he's thinking Big Brother. Because the person who's the runner-up, even though there is no runner-up in the Traitors game, gets a smaller prize. So maybe that's what he's thinking, not really thinking this through. He ruined it. Look, he ruined it. He ruined it for himself. He ruined it for Phaedra. He ruined it for us in a way, even though it was still a very great season. But yeah. Thank you so much for the super chats, guys. Don't forget, you can also support the channel just by liking the video. We're talking about the season finale and season two reunion of The Traitors. The Traitors. If you haven't already, be sure to like the video. It's an easy and free way of supporting the channel. And don't forget, you'll be able to listen to the audio version on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify shortly after this live. Okay. Tanya says, I think Phaedra is trying to redeem herself and doesn't want to look bad by being so backstabbing. Really? I don't know about that. I mean, I don't know if she redeemed herself in the show. If anything, we had a lot more nice things to say about Phaedra during the season of Traitors than any other season. Still don't want to see her on Married to Medicine. Still don't want to see her on Ultimate Girls Trip because when it comes to sharing her life, she doesn't want to do it. But apparently, she has two more seasons on her contract for Married to Medicine. Exactly. Sanders said he ruined Poverty's game as well. Yeah, he ruined the season. Jen says, Dan got greedy like winners, but he got greedy too early in the game and ruined it. Yep. AC says, he should have went for Poverty. Ugh. He could have came after Phaedra later if he had to. That's true. It wasn't a smart gameplay. But Phaedra, I'm surprised no one said how Phaedra had such disgust for Dan at this reunion. She kept on calling him a piece of you know what. I was like, oh. Amani, thank you so much for the super chat. Amani says, in my opinion, Dan was racially biased. That's why he didn't want to play with Phaedra. It was giving that vibe because it came on so early and we just couldn't understand, like, why don't you see it for Phaedra? Like, what did Phaedra do to you? It didn't make a lot of sense. And maybe it's an unconscious bias that he didn't realize that he might have. Look, literally when Peppermint pointed out on how people probably also had their own biases and they sort of alienate the person that is so more different than they are, because that's what Peppermint was saying. Peppermint believes that she was voted out so early because she's trans. And I know some people are like, oh no, it's not. No. There are unconscious biases that people have that they don't realize. They're like, she's different. There's something because she's different. You automatically think I can't trust her. I was like, wow, I never thought about it that way. And I'm glad she said it, because some other people might be afraid to say it because, oh, here she go pulling that card. And I was like, no. When she explained it, I was like, oh, okay, Peppermint. I see what you're saying here. I saw it. I heard it. I receive it. What about you? What about you guys? We're talking about The Traitors, Traitors Season 2 finale and reunion for part of the replay crew. Be sure to let us know your thoughts on the finale, the reunion, the gameplay, all of it, all of it. I am going to drop the call-in link for our members' first live chat. Let's get to where we in regards to likes. I'm going to drop it for both. I'm going to first drop it for our members. Members, we're going to drop it on the community tab. And shout out to anyone that attended our Philly show last night. We had a great time. It was a great kiki. We had a good time. We talked about so many things. We talked about Risa Tisa. I talked about Jalen Hurts. Yeah, you know, from the Philadelphia Eagles. We talked about that. We talked about Potomac. We talked about Beverly Hills. We talked about Miami. We talked about colorism and xenophobia. We covered a lot in an hour and a half, okay? We covered a lot, but it was a really good time. I can't wait to come back to Philly. I spent the morning just doing some quick, touristy things. I got to see the Liberty Bell and some historic sites. It was nice. All right, let me drop this call and link for members first. Okay, members, this will be dropped on the community tab. Okay, hold on, y'all. And for those that are listening to the podcast version of this, if you want to hear the callers, be sure to check it out on our YouTube channel. We don't leave the callers in. Live chat, I'm going to drop the call link for you in 2 seconds, okay? But did I have any other thoughts on this reunion? I'm trying to think the things that stood out to me, because there was so many things that happened. Like, the things that stood out to me was how angry MJ was. I don't blame MJ for being angry, even though a lot of people don't understand why she might be upset at losing her portion of the pot after fighting. Like, remember, they doing all kinds of challenges. They dealt with the stress of trying to navigate this game. Deontay was there. You see Deontay on the far right. You remember he up and left. He talked about how stressful this game was. He talked about how Phaedra was really there for him. Because remember, all of a sudden he was gone. We were like, what happened to him? The game got to him. Okay. I'm trying to think of what else stood out to me from the finale or the reunion. CT still can't dress. I really like Johnny Banana's outfit at the reunion. He's a good looking man. He's very good looking, very well dressed. We barely got anything from Sheree during the season or at the reunion. But Andy likes her. You could tell. Andy likes her. Andy really likes Phaedra. Okay. Okay. The biggest thing for me was MJ not winning and not being a part of this winning squad. Because I think that they all could have walked away sharing this money. How much would they have taken away? Someone do the math for me. 200 divided by 3. Tell me, quickly. $208,000 divided by 3. How much were they going to get individually? Danny says CT like he was going to guard. He's like one. He's the sweetest man, but cannot dress worth a damn. Like, he's bad. Like, I'm not the best dresser, but damn, I can at least put like something together. Okay. Almost 70K each. Almost 70K each. Damn. Look, damn. See, that's what hurts her, but. Both Trishelle and CT are thinking, well, now we're walking away with 104K each. Monet says, like Kempire said, this is the dumbest cast of faithfuls. MJ proved that each week. Oh, damn. Thank you, Sir Capricorn. It's $69,300 they would have gotten. Well, then, and that's true too. Daniel says, plus taxes removed from all that money. Here's the thing, though. Honestly, though, they're taxed higher because they got over $100,000 each. CT and Trishel. Either way, I just feel like they were being greedy. Point blank period. I get it. It's a game. I know. All right. I hear you. It's a game. But at the same time, you guys, it was just greedy. It's greedy. It's greedy. Mary says, well, it would have been 40,000 with taxes. Daniel says, 70K is nothing to MJ. And that's what you guys think. I know a lot of you think that these reality TV stars are rich, rich. Please understand. And I'm not saying that MJ isn't, but we don't know people's finances or what they were planning to do with this money. Maybe she was going to give it away to a fantastic charity. I don't know. But she played as well as the others. She got to the end, and there was no reason why all three of them couldn't have walked away with money. There's no reason. There's no reason.
Thanks for tuning in to Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network. The Kempire Radio Network can be found on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. While you're there, don't forget to give us a 5-star rating. And if you haven't already, be sure to check out the description for more details on the Kempire After Dark live tour. We're coming to Philly this week, Boston soon, Nashville and Atlanta, and Seattle. Again, more information on that, our guests, and more can be found in the description notes.